وزوار سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. We started this brief discussion last evening. We'll continue tonight. And then inshallah after Layal al-Qadr we will continue the theme afterwards. The basis of my discussion is this ayat number 26 from Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the physical garments as one of the blessings that He has given to us, and then immediately goes to the spiritual level, walibas al-taqwa, the garment of piety. And that is what we are looking for. You know, how do we get that? And this is where we are seeking the guidance from Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salatu wasalam. Through Sayfi Sajjadiyya, especially the dua known as Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq, which is a very important part of that book, and especially the passage which is numbered as passage number 10 of Dua Makarim al-Akhlaq. It is quite a lot, you know, into it, but this passage has about 18 to 19 characteristics of human beings. And it begins with the words, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. After the salawat, wa hallini bi hulyati salihin, wa Allah adorn me with the adornment of the righteous, wa albisni zinat al-muttaqin, and clothe me or cover me with the ornament of the pious and the muttaqin people. Now, we will look at the second of the qualities that Imam mentions in that passage. But before we go that, we will have one more question for you to, you know, think about it. And this is about Sayfi Sajjadiyya. So if you go to the website, menti.com, and again, the code for this evening is 89-48-39. This is not only for the young people, this is also for the elderly. As long as you know how to use your mobile, you know, you can join in. And the question that we have, the question is basically, okay, let's get some more people here. Nothing to do with the selection of the figures there, okay? Okay, so we'll wait for 100 and then we'll start. Okay, why is Sayfi Sajjadiyya known as Zabure Ale Muhammad? One option is it's summary of the Psalms of David in the Old Testament, or it's the Arabic version of the Psalms of David, or both are books of du'as. The correct answer is both are actually the Psalms of David as well as Sayfi Sajjadiyya. Subject-wise, they are both du'as, therefore Sayfi Sajjadiyya is also known as Zabure Ali Muhammad. Oh, even Tabligh stories there? Mm-hmm. Okay, salawat. Okay. So the second in the list of the qualities that Imam has, you know, given the title Hilyatul Salihin wa Zinatul Muttaqin is the issue of Kadhmul Ghayd, which means controlling the anger. And in that list of 18 or 19, there is another one linked to it, and so I'm just combined both, and the other is Laynil Arika, which means to have a gentle disposition, a person who is gentle in dealing with people. Now, when we look at the issue of ghayz, ghayz normally is translated as anger. And ghayz is a natural human emotion. It is a natural response to the threats that we feel. It pushes us to defend ourselves against what we perceive to be dangerous. So this is a quality that Allah has given to the humans as well as to animals. And this is how whenever we feel threatened, we actually become defensive and we defend ourselves. That is the element of ghayz or ghazab. In the Islamic psychology, ghayz is described as a fire within us. There is a fire within us. And the best example I can give you is of a stone. There is a fire in the stone also. We call it fire or energy. And when it comes to the stones, the fire only appears when there is friction between two stones. You get the sparks. And this is where, you know, when there is friction among human beings or different situations, this is where anger erupts from within and it manifests in different ways. You can see the expression on the face of the people who are angry. You can look at the eyes of the person and you know you want to turn away because they are angry, looking at you with anger. You know the veins, especially the jugular veins here, kind of, you know, becomes more visible there. Your heartbeats go up and your blood pressure also goes up at that time. And so these are the manifestation of that inner, fire. Now, since this is a, you know, very common phenomenon in human beings and it is part of the nature that Allah has created, Islam doesn't say that you have to totally suppress and kill and eliminate your emotion of anger. There is nothing like, you know, there should be no emotion of anger, the power of anger should be 0%. No. This is part of our need, you know, it is important. What Islam basically says is that you should control it. There is a difference between suppressing and controlling. Suppressing in the sense that you totally eliminate that. A person doesn't have ghayz and ghazab at all. You know, and on the other hand, you know, a person has that, but he controls it. And this is where we see, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, when he talks about the good people, the righteous people, he doesn't use the term in, you know, praising them. He doesn't say al-faqidin al-ghayz, those who don't have rage and anger at all. The terms used there is al-kadhimin al-ghayz, means those who control their anger, and you know this is the rage and the anger is concerned. So, for example, the two ayats from Surah Ali Imran, Surah ayat number 133 and 34 says, "Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum." You know, hasten, move fast towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَنَّةٍ and move quickly towards the Jannah and the paradise. أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْعَرْضُ, which is so vast that it can cover the width of the heavens and the earth altogether. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, this Jannah has been prepared for those who are muttaqeen, those people who are pious and have righteousness. And this is where, you know, talking about them, then in the second ayat he says, Alladina yunfiquna, who are these muttaqeen? الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. Number one, they give in charity. When they are okay financially, or even when they are restrained, they still are willing to part with whatever they have for the poor and the needy. And the second one, والكاظمين الغيظ. They control their anger. والعافين عن الناس. And they forgive the people. والله يحب المحسنين. And Allah loves those who do extra good. And so we see Islam is not talking about, you know, al-faqidin al-ghayd, that you shouldn't have ghayd and anger at all. It is the issue of controlling it, and that is the challenge that we have. Now, when we talk about this concept of suppressing it totally or controlling it, it means anger and ghayd can be of different levels. And this is where we had to realize that there could be three levels. And for example, the first one would be the moderate level, that whenever a person finds it appropriate to express the anger, he or she does it. This is the proper, this is the sign of courage. This is known as adl in a way. But then there is one extreme, where a person gives in to this element of anger. There is excessive anger. A person is angry all the time. Family members around him or her are afraid of him. Friends do salam from far and move away. You know, this is where a person has, you know, excessive anger most of the time. It is this element which is out of control. So this is not courage. That's actually, you know, rage or foolhardiness. It's not a wise state. And then the other extreme is basically the issue of deficiency. Total lack of ghayz and ghadab. And this is actually the sign of cowardliness. And so Islam doesn't say that you should totally suppress your ghayz. Neither does it ask you or allow you to be in control of ghayz and ghadab. You should control it. There is a very interesting, you know, hadith that we have from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. When he talks about the access point for the shaitan, there's a discussion by itself. There are about 8 or 9 situations where shaitan jumps on the opportunity to gain access to us. We are in control of ourselves. We cannot always blame the shaitan. Shaitan only looks for the opportunity. The time we give the opportunity, he takes the opportunity. And then he, you know, makes the situation worse. One of the anger points that shaitan, one of the access points that the shaitan uses is when a person is in the state of ghayz and ghazab, when he's angry and in a state of rage. The imam says, "Inna hadha al-ghazab jamratun min ash-shaytan." That this ghazab or anger or ghayz is jamratun from the shaitan. Jamra means the smoldering ember. You know, the burning coal which still doesn't have smoke. So the ghazab is there, in there. Just like the stone has the fire, when you have the friction between two stones, you see the sparks. So it is there, smoldering ember is there, which burns in the hearts of a person. تُوْقَدُ فِي قَلْبِ إِبْنِ آدَمْ. It's there, burning all the time. In the heart of a person. فَإِذَا أَحَدُكُمْ إِذَا غَضِبَ عِهْمَرَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ وَانْتَفَخَتْ أَوْدَاجُهُ وَدَخَلَ الشَّيْطَانُ فِيهِ. Then Imam describes, when one of you becomes angry, your eyes turn red, and your veins become inflated, and shaitan enters into you. This is where shaitan's waswasa comes in. And so we have to realize that, you know, this is considered to be an important issue that Imam talks about, you know, حليه الصالحين وزينه المتقين, is the issue of, you know, controlling the rage and the ghadab or the ghayz. So let us look at a practical point of how do we deal with it. You know, every individual is at a different level when it comes to this issue of anger. They talk about anger management in modern psychology. In Islam also we have this issue. There are two ways of managing anger. Number one is the short-term treatment. When it happens, what do you do? The very first thing, to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Immediately, you would want to seek the protection of Allah against the waswasa and misguidance of the shaitan. Number two, we are told in the hadith, and this issue of, you know, saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, this is, actually there is an ayat of Quran which says, before you recite the Quran, say this. So even in reciting the Quran, shaitan can come in between. Even when you doing your namaz, after you say takbiratul ihram, before you start Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is recommended to say silently, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Because even in your, you know, namaz, shaitan can come and create, you know, waswasa and distract you from the reality. Number two, we are told that, you know, you have to, if you are angry, sit down. If you are sitting down, lie down. Take a deep breath. You know, these are the recommendations coming from the hadith of the imams. Number three, they say, drink cold water. You have to do it. Because other person will bring it when you are angry, you just throw the glass at him. You are supposed to go and get the water and drink yourself. And if that doesn't calm you down, go and do wudu. It's there in the ahadith. It doesn't go further on, but I'll say, even if that doesn't work, go into the shower and take a ghusl. Sunnah the ghusl. You get sawab as well as you calm yourself down. So water has its own, you know, impact in calming a person down when he or she is angry. You know, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith that I quoted earlier, then he says, فَإِذَا خَافَ أَحَدُكُمْ ذَلِكَ مِن نَفْسِهِ. If some of you, you know, fears that situation in himself, فَلْيَلْزِمِ الْعَرْضِ, then he should sit down on the earth. You know, put yourself down. Because when you sit down, فَإِنَّ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ لَيَضْحَبُ عَنْهُ إِنْدَ ذَلِكَ. When you sit down, then this abomination and the touch of shaitan on you will basically move away. Even modern psychologists actually say the same thing. They say, you know, take steps to lower your heart beat, calm down, let this feeling of anger subside. Especially if you're dealing with somebody who is close to you, who is related to you by blood and who is your mahram. Remember these conditions. If they are your mahram and that person is angry, go and touch his hand. Maybe that will, that you know, silat al-rahm will come in and the person will calm down. Or you go and hug the person. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, these are the, you know, short-term treatment for this situation where the anger is already erupting. As far as the long-term solution or treatment for ghadab or ghayz, Number one, it is actually linked with this element of kibr, arrogance. And so we have to deal with it. And one way to train ourselves to get out of this problem of kibr and arrogance is actually to participate in Jamaat prayers. Jamaat prayers not only for sawab. One of the reasons why we have is that we can then, you know, realize that, you know, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am like anyone else. I could be the boss in my office, I'm the employer, you know, but my employees is standing there in the line before me. According to Iqbal, you know, a situation where the master is behind and the slave is in the front. And when you do this sajda, the forehead of the master is close to the feet of the slave. If you look at Namaza Jamaat as that's in that sense, you come to realize that, okay, this is a practical lesson of humility. And this is where the kibr and arrogance will come down. And then a person will be able to deal with this issue of anger and rage more easily. The second advice that we have on a long-term treatment is again to always remember Allah's greatness compared to our own. We become angry because we think we are something compared to the other person. Because if the other person is more powerful, our anger will be controlled anyway. We will not express it. We only express it in front of those whom we consider to be lower. This is where we are saying that this expression of anger itself is linked to this phenomenon of arrogance. And so to always remember that we might be whatever we think, but there is somebody who is the greatest of all. Again, coming to namaz. You know, just think about the words that we say. In a ruku, we say, Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem wa bihamdi. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His attribute al Azeem. In sajda, we say, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. We don't say, Subhana Rabbiyal Ali. In a ruku, we said, Al Azeem, which means the great. We didn't use the superlative form. We did not say Subhana Rabbiyal A'azam. But then when we go to sajda, we say Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. A'la is the superlative form of uluv and greatness. It is actually an indication. The more I put myself down physically, in this, as a sign of humility in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more I come to realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we have to remember that, and if we can handle our arrogance in that way, then we will be able to better control the issue of anger and rage. And number three, sabr is very important. That's a topic by itself, but that's something we have to learn. That there will be different situations, you know, where we have to control ourselves, our anger. You cannot get rid of things all the time. You cannot avoid situations all the time. You cannot change people who enrage you with their actions or their words. You cannot change them, but you can control yourself. You can control your own rage. You can become among those who are al-kadhimin al-ghayz. That is in your hand. That is in your control. You can do that. And so remember these important, you know, guidelines that we have. Before we end with a story, one more question. I forgot to mention that there is a second question at the end. If those who are not linked, you can go back to that website, and the code is 894839. And we'll start with the Can the audio video people let me know if it's working or not? Anyway, we are we don't want to miss this out, so let us see. What is the difference between ghayz and ghazab? Ghayz is Arabic, ghazab is Farsi Urdu. Ghayz is inner disposition, ghazab is outer expression. And that is the right answer. Ghayz is extreme anger and ghazab is mild anger. That's not the right answer. So the we have it's a good result, although we would wanted these 37 people to be on the middle side. But remember the difference between ghayz and ghazab. Quran uses the word al-kadhimin al-ghayz. And ghayz basically is this inner disposition. This is the inner feeling that we have. And when, you know, ghazab becomes the expression of that. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-kadhimin al-ghayz, means those who control their inner disposition as far as anger is concerned. Okay, let me now end with going back to that ayat from Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the muttaqeen as those who give infaq, give you charity, and then وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. There is actually a very beautiful story in the life of the author of Sayyif al-Sajjadiyya, or fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam, where one day his slave girl was basically pouring water for his wudu in the kettle. And somehow, you know, the kettle slipped from her hands and it fell on the imam. And kind of it hurt him momentarily. He looked at her that, you know, I've been hurt. So the expression of hurt was there, if not anger. And immediately she recited this phrase from this ayat, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And Imam said, I have controlled my anger. Don't worry about it. But then she continues, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And the muttaqeen are those who forgive people. Imam said, I have forgiven you. My Allah has forgiven you. And then she continues, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do good, good on a higher level. And Imam says, go, I release you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat bin Akbar. This is not only showing the character and akhlaq of Imam Zainul Abideen. It actually shows the environment of the Imam's house. That even a slave girl also was familiar with the Quran. Not only that she knew how to read it, she understood the meaning and she knew where to use the ayat in the appropriate situation. Very similar to the example of Fizza with Bibi Fatima. And this is where we see that, you know, anyone who is attached to the house of the Ahlul Bayt, they will never go away without the barakat of ilm and knowledge, whether you go as a student or you go as a maid and a servant or a slave to the house of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.